Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Jeff is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by BB. So we're going to see if we can figure out why he's getting ghosted in just a second. But first, Jeff, how long has it been since you heard from BB?
It's been a couple of weeks now, for sure. Maybe close to a month at this point.
Oh, wow. So in that time, how many times did you try to reach out to her?
Almost once a week, but then I'm just scared of pushing it too much. Yeah, I kind of want to just keep reaching out to her, but I'm containing myself.
Why do you still want to try to get a hold of her if it's already been a month?
Because I can't stop thinking about her.
You can't stop thinking about her? You really liked her?
Yeah.
Okay, what did you like so much about her?
She was, it hasn't happened to me too many times before, but she was so pretty and even smarter than what I thought she would have been initially. And that's just, I'm obsessed.
Oh, at least you're honest about it. That's cool. So what was it like when you spent time with her? Did she seem like she was into you? Why don't you just go back and tell us about how you met and your date?
I mean, pretty much it wasn't the craziest story. We were at a bookstore and we just happened to sit next to each other reading our own books. And I saw what she was reading and she kind of saw me peeping, and long story short, ball talk, and I asked her, I really liked her vibe and I thought she was pretty, so I asked her if she wanted to go out for dinner and play some board games, something very casual. It wasn't anything nice. Mm-hmm. And we did. She accepted. We had a great time. We just connected. The food was great. Our conversation was even better. We hugged it out. I didn't want to push it too much. I said, I want to see you again. She was on the same page, I thought. And that's it. Ghosted right after that.
Okay. Did you go to a bar to play board games or?
Yeah, it was a very casual bar board game place. Yeah.
Was it anything happen during the date? Like, were you too competitive with the board game? Was there any moment where you kind of argued?
No, I mean, look, not arguing, but it was just playful competition. I mean, she really beat the crap out of me in these games. I just lost massively. And I don't know. She's just really smart, and I feel like maybe, I don't know, not thinking about it, maybe I wasn't on her same level. Maybe she thought I wasn't as smart as her or something. I really don't know.
Why would she think you're not as smart as her? Do you not think you're as smart as her?
I don't know. Maybe I'm not. I mean, I'm not calling myself dumb. It's just,
What'd you guys talk about?
Everything and anything, from life experiences to we went down to physics, and she's also into politics. We talked about some of that.
Politics and physics? Whoa. All on the first date? Whoa.
That is a lot.
I was starting to get sweaty.
Me too, thinking about both of those things.
And that's pretty much where we're at.
Was there anything awkward that happened on the date at all?
Not to my knowledge. No.
Did it seem like she was into you, like, during the date? I mean, since it felt like everything was going great, but did she give you any signs that she was flirting with you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah, like, we were, like, stared each other in the eyes a lot of eye contact, a little bit of, like, you know, arm touch, that kind of stuff. I mean, again, I think these were all just positive signs, you know?
We
were just on the same, giggling, having a great time. She was winning. She was really laughing about it and having fun. And
how'd the date end?
We just hugged it out. We hugged it out, and that was it.
Did she say anything about getting together again?
I had told her I wanted to see her again, and she was on board. She was on the same page.
And we're 100% sure she's single?
To my knowledge, yes. Now, if she's in some sort of situation that she didn't bring up, well, then that's a little bit on her. But
of course,
yeah.
Just okay. Curious.
People at the time, we both found out we haven't been dating for a while. I mean, we weren't really looking at the time.
Okay.
So. Okay.
All right. We'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Okay. We'll play a song, come back, and get your first date follow-up next.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus, where every week I take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who were they? What made them so notorious? Why did the internet choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? I'll be talking to internet historians, experts, and yes, the main characters themselves to get a fuller picture. Because I think that even outside individual experiences, a character of the day tells us something about how the internet worked at that time and how the attention economy developed into the freaky three-headed dragon it is today. Together, we probably won't be able to properly log out, but we can take a walk down scary internet memory lane and see one day a little more clearly. Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over three whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
If you're just joining us, Jeff is on the phone for a first date follow-up, and he's getting ghosted by BB. So we're about to call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting and maybe get him another date if he still wants one after he hears the reason. But before we do that, Jeff, why don't you catch everybody up on your date with BB?
Pretty much, we had a very unplanned first encounter at a bookshop. We were just sitting next to each other, started having some small talk, invited her for a dinner together. We had a great dinner. We had a great conversation. Then we went to one of those board game bar places, very casual, played a couple games, had the best time, laughed a lot. She wiped me out. She's very beautiful. She's even smarter. And the last month, I would say, I've been texting her, and yeah, I've been ghosted, heavily ghosted.
It feels fishy.
Are you ready for us to call her?
Let's go.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to BB, please?
This is she.
Hi, BB, how are you? My name is Jubal. And I host a radio show, and it's called The Jubal Show.
BB! The whole show's here. What's up? I'm Nina.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
Your name's super fun to say, BB.
I know it is. I just couldn't help myself.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe this. Wait, am I on the radio right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
We do a segment on our show, and it's called the First Date Follow-Up. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Yeah, I've heard this one before.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think I know what this is about.
Okay. Oh, good. That makes it easy.
You want to take a guess? See if you're right?
Yeah, it's Jeff, right?
Yes, it is. Congratulations.
Beep,
beep. You did. So why are you ghosting Jeff?
We honestly, like, he's a really nice guy. He's actually smarter than he gives himself credit for. He was, like, beating himself up a lot on the date. But so we went to this board game bar and we played Scrabble, and he was, like, nice up until that point. And then it was just like Frankenstein's monster. It was like complete switch. And he was just so competitive, but, like, mainly with himself. He was just, like, so intense and beating himself up the whole time. And I just didn't think I'd want to be with someone who was able to kind of, like, be that intense on a first date, you know?
So what was he doing?
He was just, like, getting super mad at himself and, like, intense about the whole game. And we had, like, just met, and it would be his turn, and he would, like, play a word, and then I would play a better word, and then he would just, like, beat himself up. He'd be like, oh, my God, why didn't I see that? Or, stupid, you know, he'd, like, realize he missed a word. You know what I mean? And I was just like, whoa, it's, like, just a game.
Yeah.
So he was just, like, I don't know if he was, like, just compare. I mean, I was much better at him, but that's fine. I'm better at travel than most people.
It's kind of a confidence thing, though, yeah.
Yeah, he couldn't take it. I don't know. It was just, like, yeah, off-putting.
Did you say anything in the moment, or did you just let it go?
No, I mean, I just met him. I was just like, okay. And then he obviously wanted to go on another date. And he put the ball in my court, and he was just like, let me know. And I was like, sure, I'll let you know. And then I just didn't let him know.
Or you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, in a way I did.
Okay, well, thank you for being honest, BB. I appreciate that. Jeff is actually on the line listening, and he's been listening this whole time, and he wants to talk to you.
Visage.
What? What?
That drove me crazy during our whole game, and I still can't stop thinking about it.
Oh. Hi, Jeff.
So,
hello.
What's visage?
Visage was the word that I couldn't figure out during our game, and it just drove me crazy. It's been haunting me in my dreams.
Is it a real word?
V-I-S-A-G-E.
Oh. You should see Victoria's face in the studio right now.
You sound upset about it right now, thinking about it, Jeff.
I mean, that and then her on the other line, it's a lot going on right now.
Okay.
Visage, a person's face with reference to the form of proportions of the features.
Oh.
So you have an elegant angular visage.
Interesting.
I did not know that was a word.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for teaching us a word today.
Huh.
You're welcome.
Okay. You sound really upset.
It's not that. I just, you know, I just didn't know that BB felt that way about our first date, our first encounter. I mean, I just really thought we had a good time. I didn't realize I had these toxic traits of being overly competitive and doubting myself a lot. I didn't realize all this. It kind of hurts to listen to her say that.
Well, maybe it's also an opportunity to kind of open your eyes to seeing how you talk to yourself. And maybe doing that is something that might be helpful to change, not just on a date, but, like, in general.
No, I disagree with you. I'm sorry, but with all due respect, if I did a bad job, I will tell myself I did a bad job, not give myself credit.
Okay.
Do you ever give yourself credit?
When the job is done well, yeah, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate the self-awareness. I will say that. It does sound like you're still, like, beating yourself up, though.
Well, look, it's unacceptable. I knew that word. I know it sounds kind of dumb being so angry about it, but when you know something and you don't know about it in a certain moment, of course it's gonna piss you off, and it did at the time. It was kind of inconvenient. I could have not known about that word at a dinner, but no, I had it happen during a game with a girl I really liked, you know.
Oh, Jeff, you still sound upset.
And I swear I'm gonna sound like a nut right now, but every morning I've been writing that word down 100 times so I don't forget it.
Wow.
Okay.
I guess that's sweet.
I know that's romantic. Let's go on a second date.
Would you like to go out with Jeff again on another date? We'll pay for it, BB.
I'm not going to lie. Like, the whole lack of self-control, like, I've gone out with guys who have that, and it's not great, but I do appreciate someone who has a affinity for vocabulary words. So, yeah, sure, we go on one more date.
Oh,
really?
That turned around. Free dinner, and it's a free dinner. Forget about it. Even if you hit my guts and I hit yours, we could just not talk to each other and eat the most expensive thing on the menu. Let's go.
Okay.
Well, what a sell.
Congratulations, Jeff. You got another date.
Let's boogie.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Bean Dad. The Dress. 30 to 50 feral hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.